Good morning. My name is Andy. I'm the pastor here at Legacy South, and I'm so glad that you have joined us. Let's pray together. Father God, I thank you for your word. We know an encounter with your word is an encounter with you. Lord, I pray that you will bless this encounter this morning. I commit this message to you, Lord. Let it be your words and not mine. May you be made great and I be made small this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. It was 1974, Dr. Henry J. Heimlich invented a procedure to save people from choking, the Heimlich maneuver. Hundreds of thousands of people have been saved by the Heimlich maneuver. But it was over four decades later, in 2016, when Dr. Heimlich was living in a retirement community, when an 86-year-old woman next to him at dinner choked on a piece of meat, and he was finally able to practice his maneuver. He had never been able to practice it before. Y'all, we have been looking in this series on our identity at the practices that we are called to: radical hospitality, passionate worship, intentional faith development, authentic faith sharing, and extravagant generosity. These five practices lead us all towards this final message today. The practice that we are in today, who do you think you are? You are a risk taker. We are called to risk-taking mission and service. So what does this look like? Well, before we dig into what it looks like for us, I'd like to go back and see what that looked like in Jesus' day. We're going to be in Luke chapter 9. And while you find that on your Bible app or in your Bible, you can also follow along on the screen. I want to bring up speed on what was going on. The disciples and Jesus were traveling around. He was doing miraculous things. He was drawing crowds. He had fed the 5,000, and he had just had an encounter with his disciples where they really started to figure out who he was. He asked, "Who does the world say I am? And who do you say I am?" And they finally answered, "You are the Messiah." And then Jesus starts to prepare them. He starts to prepare them for his upcoming death on a cross and the resurrection. And today, I want to focus on one verse. We're going to be in Luke chapter 9, looking at verse 23. Listen to the word of the Lord. Then he said to the crowd, "If any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross daily, and follow me." The first thing I want to point out in this is Jesus gives them a choice. He's not commanding anyone to have to follow him. He's not the king that is going to make them follow him. He gives them the choice to follow him. And then he explains to them exactly what's going to happen if they make that choice. That's the second point. They are going to have to give up their own way. They're going to have to let Jesus be in charge. Let him lead. And that's a hard thing to do. And then he says, you're going to have to take up your cross. And the people of that day would have absolutely understood the crucifixion. They've seen people who are carrying the crossbeam of a cross to a destination that's going to be their final destination, where they are going to be crucified. They've seen it. They've seen it happening. They would have recognized that as they are going to have to let their own desires die. They are going to have to not partway surrender to Jesus, but completely surrender to Jesus and choose to follow him on this journey. And what a journey they're in for. But you know, that's a tough teaching. And it doesn't change. Today, it's still a tough teaching. It's no different for us. You know, we don't necessarily understand the crucifixion the way they would have, but, you know, we have a paraphrased version of the Bible called The Message, and it's just the Bible in modern day language. And I want to give you this verse from The Message because I think it puts it in ways that we would really understand well. Then he told them what they could expect for themselves. "Anyone who intends to come with me has to let me lead. You're not in the driver's seat. I am. Don't run from suffering. Embrace it. Follow me, and I'll show you how." We still have to make a choice. We have to choose to let Jesus lead. We have to let him be in the driver's seat. We have to choose to put him first. We have to put him in the place of Lord of our life. And then, what are we called to when we put Jesus as Lord of our life? It's a risky thing. Our dreams, our desires are going to die. They have to be put down in the pecking order. God's will first, and God's will for our lives is mission and service. We are called to mission and service. There's a quote that I love that Brandon used. In the kingdom of God, the greatest risk is to take no risk at all. So what does this look like in the church today? I think we can identify risk-taking in three different areas: globally, locally, and individually. First, globally, Legacy is involved in all sorts of global missions. One that's near and dear to my heart is the Living Water trip. We are going to be taking a trip to El Salvador to dig a water well. We weren't able to do that this year with COVID, but we will be doing that. It's going to be a great trip where we transform a village's life with water. It's not going and building a house where one family's impacted and the rest of the village still has to struggle. It is us going and changing a way of life by providing safe water for an entire village. That is what we are called to. And what if we don't just do one? What if we do dozens of wells? I could see us over 10 years doing 100 wells, partnering with other churches and businesses to really impact El Salvador, Haiti. What if over 100 wells were planted by churches in Bismarck, North Dakota? Man, that'd be an amazing thing. That's a global impact, but that would certainly be risks that were taken. Locally, I'm sitting in a local risk that we took, Legacy South. We recognized from the North Campus, we were reaching north and west and east well, but we weren't reaching south, and here we are. And now we're in this new location. It's been a tough 2 years. It hasn't been easy, but I'll tell you right now, it's been exactly what I believe God has called us to. And now we're here in the middle of pain and suffering and all sorts of challenges, just like everywhere. But right here where God has placed us, there's addictions, there's broken families, there's hunger, there's homelessness, poverty, all these things, and we are right smack dab in the middle of it. You may think, that sounds awful. I think, man, what is God going to do with us here? What an amazing risk we're taking by starting to move to this place. But man, I look forward to what God is going to do through us being here and partnering with the Celebrate Ministries that are a part of this building. Locally, that leads me into locally, because another local ministry that we have is the Shoes of Hope Carnival. You know, we had a great carnival last year. Shoes of Hope was an amazing event of hope given to kids headed into the school year with brand new shoes, a great time at a carnival, and the love of Christ shared with them. One of my favorite stories from that, you know, pastors are given important responsibilities in an event like that. And my responsibility was to make balloon animals. And I got to make balloon animals for dozens of kids, but one sticks out to me. She had been to another event that we were at where we make balloon animals, and my favorite animal to twist is a swan. And I give it to the kids and I tell them, I said, you are beautifully and wonderfully made. That's what God says. Don't let the world ever tell you different. And I give them the swan. And this little girl had asked for a swan, and I give it to her and I say, hey, that's not all. And she says, the scripture. And I go, what? She goes, I've gotten a swan before. You're going to tell me the scripture. She goes, I really wanted a dog, but I wanted to hear the scripture. And so I told her, I said, you are beautifully and wonderfully made. You are not a mistake or an accident. Don't let anyone ever tell you different. And that is what the Shoes of Hope vision is, for every kid to head back to school knowing they are loved by God. They're not a mistake. They're not an accident. That is one woman, Nita, responding to God's call in her life and taking a risk. And that leads me into individually. What does individual risk-taking look like? You know, it'll look different for everyone. It could be in your own family. It could be in your community. It could be in your workplace. It'll look different for everyone. But I want to give everyone an opportunity to take a risk this morning. I want you to like the Legacy South Facebook page. The link for it is at the bottom. You can find it right there. Like the Legacy South Facebook page. But then, that's not the risk. It's not that easy. Then I want you to go to everyone in your contact list, and I want you to share it with all of them with a little note saying, hey, this is a new church plant that my church is doing, and I want you to follow this page. And I realize that they're not going to maybe be able to attend this, but what we're going to do, I guarantee you, is every single week on the Legacy South Facebook page, we're going to be able to put out information about the gospel of Jesus, the good things God is doing, ways that he has affected people's stories about God working in people's lives, and that's going to enrich people's lives who are following that page. What if from that share, we find other people who want to be involved in Living Water projects? What if from that share, some people decide, man, I'm going to write a check to Shoes of Hope for $25 to pay for a pair of shoes for a young child? Man, what if from that share, maybe a single mom or somebody down on their luck, you know, in the months to come, finally sits there and hits their knees and turns to Jesus as their Lord and Savior? Man, what if with that share, someone comes to know Christ? Y'all, that is God working through your risk-taking. That would be generational change. We sing this song, The Blessing Now, from Numbers, the scripture of Numbers. And what that refers to, my favorite part of that song, is it talks about the effect of the blessing on our children and our children's children and our children's children. That is generational change that happens because you were willing to take a risk. Now, one of the most important things about this is attitude. It's not that I want to grow the followers on the Facebook page so that we can have the biggest Facebook page. I want to grow followers on our Facebook page so that more people can hear the good news of the gospel. I think sometimes we approach things with a salesman's attitude. You know, I've got to sell somebody on this Jesus thing, on the gospel of Jesus. And that's not how Jesus wanted it approached. That's not how he approached it. If you look in Luke a little bit earlier, Luke 5, Jesus was eating with sinners and tax collectors. And the Pharisees were like, what is he doing? Why is he hanging out with these people? Jesus reads their thoughts and he responds this way. Jesus answered them, healthy people don't need a doctor. Sick people do. I have come to call not those who think they're righteous, but those who know they're sinners and need to repent. Y'all, what if you think about your risk-taking, your sharing of a Facebook page, your sharing of a message maybe from Legacy or some other devotional in your life, your sharing of those things as healing. Instead of thinking it as selling, trying to convince somebody, think about somebody who's sick. If you had the cure, would you hold it back from them? Y'all tell you, I don't care what the ailment is, Jesus is the cure. The things that are going on in our world right now, Jesus is the answer. So that's my challenge to you, is to take this challenge and share the Legacy South Facebook page and see what God does with it. Think about what could happen. So I've got two final words for you. You may be sitting here and you may be saying, I can't do this. And I understand that. And this is the word I have for you. Yet. I want you to add that on. You say, I can't do this. Yet. Scripture tells us I can do all things through Christ. And I believe that. And I believe you can do things like this. Maybe it's not share this Facebook page. Maybe it's not talk to your neighbor. But you can do what God has called you to do. You can take the risk God has called you to take if you let God lead. I want you to pray it up, lift it up in prayer, and then take the plunge. Take the risk God is calling you to. For some of y'all, this is easy money. This was not hard. You're social media savvy. You've probably already done it. You should have been paying attention to the sermon, but you've already done it. I'm okay with that. I think that's great, but here's the word for you. And it's in Luke 9:23. That scripture tells us to take up our cross, your word, daily. So if you've shared it already, I appreciate you taking that risk. What's going to happen tomorrow? What is God going to call you to for tomorrow? Because every single day, we need to be seeking the opportunity to take a risk for Jesus, to be able to put his will before our will. It's scary. It can be nerve-wracking, intimidating. It's not natural for us to do. But this is where the Holy Spirit moves, not in our lives alone, but in other people's lives as well. This is who we are called to be. We are called to be risk takers. Let's pray together. Father God, I just thank you for the chance to be able to step into your word and recognize that you have called us to further your kingdom right where you have placed us. Lord, I pray that you will help us to not be timid, not be bashful, but to be bold. Lord, I pray that you will help us to put your will before all things in our life. Lord, let our own desires, our own dreams, may they come second. They're all there, Lord. They can stay there, but they have to be behind your will. May you allow us, Lord, to be able to become the people you have called us to be, a risk-taking people who share the good news of the gospel with their fellow man. Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the thanks. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.